Doug, you know, the board had passed a resolution opposing the war. We're very mindful of the impacts that engaging in a war like this, not only, you know, the negative impacts on the people of Iraq and the humanitarian issues at stake, but, you know, it's a lot of money that's being misspent that should be spent on municipalities and building infrastructure in our own country. Instead, you know, we're sending a ton of soldiers to another place, and that's very expensive. Just on that level, there's an interest for us to weigh in on it. I thought that the protesters could have focused their energies more on the federal building as opposed to the local, you know, city hall type buildings. I thought the protesters, by and large, behaved well. Those that engaged in civil disobedience, you know, expected to be arrested, and that was fine. The police overreacted one day when they, I think, made arrests around McAllister and, I want to say, Gough Street. You know, when they, you know, made a decision to arrest peaceful marchers. And I think that was a terrible mistake. It cost the city probably $2-3 million. And I think it doesn't make sense to, when you're in a city like San Francisco, you've got an extraordinary thing happening. You've got people participating in a peaceful demonstration. Do you really want to invoke things like, oh, they're obstructing the sidewalk or they don't have a permit to march? I think the better course would have been, hey, let folks march. If it's peaceful, you can follow them around. That's easy to do. The police do it all the time. And that would have been the better course. I certainly made my opinion known to the chief of police, and I was a little bit surprised that I was the only city supervisor that participated in a press conference condemning the police actions on the steps of City Hall. There was a public sentiment was rather divided. Some felt that the protesters should have been arrested, and so I think there were some legislators that didn't want to get in the middle of something they didn't need to. I felt differently. I felt it was important to say, hey, this shouldn't have happened.